Would you like to see an incredible formula for 10x ad revenue on YouTube? This secret formula I've never seen mentioned before, and I'm going to show you exactly how to do it now, along with clear proof that I've already tested it over the last year several different ways on my channel. I'll show you exactly what works to earn 10 times as much revenue doing one video versus another. Would you please leave a like on this video if you find this helpful, and if you'd like me to do more of these, because that's how I know that these are worth doing, and because that will help more people like you find it, and because you might feel good giving a like on this video. I feel good leaving likes on other people's videos. Wow, this is so exciting. I'll show it to you right now without any more buildup or anticipation. 10 times the ad revenue. This is my YouTube channel, Jerry Banfield. I am grateful today, over 200,000 subscribers. I have videos that are earning tens of thousands of views per month. Here's how 10 times as much ad revenue from one versus another. Let's compare video number one, Destiny gameplay, Xbox One Hunter, blah, blah, blah. This is the typical kind of video I used to make in getting my channel started and learning how to do better after several years. After 3 years of putting videos up, this is essentially what I was up to. An hour and 32 minute long video on release day for a hot new video game, which, as you can see, is in the last year has got 6,682 views. Now, if we look at the data for this, that is $6.24 in ad revenue. $6.24. That means $1 approximately per thousand. If you need me to whip the calculator out to make this clear, let's just do that. I'll just tab over and we will divide 624 divided by 6.6. There. That is 94 cents for every 1,000 people that watched a video. I will show you a different way to do this. So a way that you can get 10 times as much ad revenue. First, what I need to show you is the key step to take. Now, you'll notice after 3 years on YouTube, I was such a noob, I did not put any multiple ad breaks into this video. Look at that. The whole hour, I didn't even put one. I didn't even put one more ad. You can watch one ad before the video, and that's it. So what I'll do right now is show you a key step to get more ad revenue. You can put ads in at every 8 minutes or so if you want to really just advertise the heck out of everyone watching the video. 10 minutes can work good. You can put them in 5 minutes. You can do whatever you want. It's your YouTube channel. I like to do about every 10-ish minutes or so because that's just enough to really annoy the heck out of someone not using an ad blocker and to earn a good amount of ad revenue. And sometimes viewers want to give back by watching ads. There, that's plenty to give back. Now, what I just did will help a lot to increase the ad revenue on this video, but for the last year, I did not do that. I was simply too lazy. You can put multiple ad breaks into a video. Now, that's only going to increase the income about twice as much, though. What I'm showing you here is a combination of steps that when all of them are worked together, you can increase your ad revenue 10 times. Any of these individually will not do it. Insert ad breaks, critical part to get more views. Now you have to notice to begin with, this is an hour and a half video. So you obviously need longer videos to do this too. Putting 8 ad breaks in your 10 minute long video is probably not going to do the same as putting 8 ad breaks into an hour and a half long video. Longer videos that people spend more time watching rank longer on YouTube, especially because a lot of us are lazy. We start watching a video, we get up and go to the bathroom, we go drive and pick up our wife or family or girlfriend or whoever you're going to pick up, and then we come back, oops, that hour and a half long YouTube video is still playing. That's an important secret for ranking extra. Make longer videos and put ad breaks in them. However, that by itself will not do this. As you can see, this video did not have multiple ad breaks, but the next one I'm about to show you did have multiple ad breaks, but it only earned twice as much. Let's do the math on this one. This is a video, can a pro coach help me get out of bronze in League of Legends? I just threw this up there, thought nothing of it, and it went viral all on its own. Hundreds of thousands of views, 253,000 views this year, even though I don't even play League of Legends anymore. $500 in ad revenue. Now, let's see how much that adds up to. 500 divided by 253 and put 0.9 in there. That's $1.96 per thousand. Now, that's twice as good as the last one. And the only key difference on this is that I inserted multiple ad breaks. So if I open the video up over here and I click edit video, what you'll see when I click monetization is that I did, in fact, insert multiple ad breaks into this video, starting at 6 minutes, 13, 7, 21 here. You can see that's a total. I put 6 ad breaks in this video. Now, that all other things were approximately equal on these videos. Now, yes, this one got more views, but the difference in inserting those ad breaks by themselves is only about twice as much. You can see average view duration significantly longer on this as well, so the audience is likely to get through two ads instead of just one. But still, on both of these, I haven't showed you anything that's going to get a 10x increase by itself. You need to know these first steps in order to work up to the next one. Now, I'll show you a big part of the next one. Are you ready? Whoops, that's the best part for last. Let's save that one for a minute. Now, let's look at another video I just did. This is called 8 cryptocurrency exchanges for buying and selling fiat, like US dollars to Bitcoin and Ethereum. Like, what does that mean? Now, this video, 23,000 views, $85. Let's do the math on that one. $85, just put the whole thing in there. I like to be precise, divided by 23.5. That is earning $3.64 per thousand. Now, see, even though on this video, I was too lazy to put any ad breaks at all in this video, which is 35 minutes long, I didn't even put any ad breaks in this video. This video is 6 minutes, average view time 6 minutes and 50 seconds here. So it has a longer average view time than the first video, just by a little bit. But notice the difference in revenue. 6,600 or 6,682 views on this video, then 23,000 on this one. Huge difference in ad revenue. Now, the key with this video is who's watching this video. How valuable is this audience in Google AdWords for video, which is where advertisers are paying the money to advertise videos, just like me. I'm advertising videos. Jerry, why do you talk so loud all the time? Because I'm excited. This is exciting. I do this full time. I can do whatever I want every day. This is a very exciting subject, especially if you're stuck doing something you don't like. You can do stuff you love like I do every single day if you understand this very simple 10x revenue formula. Wow. What I've given here, 23,000 views for $85. All videos are not created equal on YouTube. I'll show you a quick difference here. Now look, see the title of this one? What is this one about? You're like, I don't know. What is a cryptocurrency, fiat, Bitcoin? What is all that? These are topics that are very new and exciting in the technology world. Cryptocurrencies are digital currencies. They're like money managed by users and communities and servers online instead of by governments. Bitcoin and Ethereum are two of the most valuable ones. I will tell you for the thousandth time about the one I'm most excited about at the end. Now, that is a technical and scientific tutorial on something that people are really excited and need information about. Now, this is a video game tutorial. And this video here is less of a tutorial and more of me just talking about how I found God while I play Destiny. Therefore, exactly what is in the video is critical to how long it gets watched It's also critical to how much ad revenue it's worth. You see, every audience is not created equal. The users watching this video, the 8 cryptocurrency exchanges video, the users watching this video are way more valuable in terms of competition for advertising dollars than the users watching gaming videos. Gaming videos are one of the very worst, lowest paying niches you can work on YouTube. If you're trying to make a full-time income on YouTube, you need a disgusting amount of views on video game videos, while you need a relatively modest amount of views on things like this. For example, to make $85 on a gaming video, if I show you this first one, I would have to get over 60,000 views on this video to make $80. On this video with 253,000 views, I made $500. On this video, if I had 10 times as many views, I'd make over $800. And that's with no ad breaks in this video. Matter of fact, I'm going to put some ad breaks in this video right now. The average view is 6 minutes. Let's put an ad break in at 5, and then we'll put some more ad breaks in here. So this earned more money without even using multiple ad breaks. So I didn't even put all these strategies together. The audience here is so valuable in terms of competition that this earned more than these longer videos, with this one having a bunch more ad breaks and this one the longest video and having the least valuable audience. Now, if you put all of this together into something that people absolutely love, are you ready? Yes, Jerry. After 11 minutes, please, God, show me the 10x example. Here it is. Now, this is my baby. My baby, don't mess. Around, because went 152,000 views, 2,000. Bam! Not 2,759, crushing it with the ad revenue here. Let's do the math on this one. Are you ready? 257. 2,000. And put the 53 cents in there too. Divided by 152,000. 879. That is, what? Is that even correct? That is ridiculous. Look. I'm going to put this back in. Time X divided by 152, and it's per thousand. So, $18. I should have said 18X ad revenue on the title. $18 per thousand on this video. Yes, that means that is 18 times better than this first video I showed. That means even this video, which has went viral, which has got hundreds of thousands of views, it has multiple ad breaks, it's 9 times better than this one, which is one of my better videos. And this one, it's even about 6-ish times better than this one. Now, I'll show you the magic. This is called Best Facebook Marketing Tutorial Ever for 2017. Epic hype. I know. I'll show you exactly how I was able to get this done. 1.5 million minutes watched. Average view of almost 10 minutes. Very valuable audience. Thousands of shares, thousands of likes, a few hundred dislikes, hundreds of comments, thousands of additions to playlists, global audience, suggested videos all over YouTube here. This video, if you want to do full-time on YouTube, this is the type of videos you want to do. Complete, really helpful tutorial videos. Now, it helps to also do a combination, to do different kinds of vlog type videos, to do shorter and longer tutorials. But this is the gold standard right here. This video, if you just make one video like this every month, you're looking at making $2,000 plus on average per video. If you pump one of those out every month, you're looking at earning enough to do YouTube part-time or full-time, depending on where you're at. Wow. Now, let's take a look at this video and see what I did. First, I did do the multiple ad breaks on this video. And you'll notice that means people are often going through at least two, if not three or four ads on this video. Now, this is Facebook marketing. This is a competitive topic for advertisers. This is a big dollar item that advertisers really want to get people who are learning about Facebook marketing to come find their products. Because if you're learning about Facebook marketing, you likely have some disposable income. You likely can be sold a lot of business services. You can be sold all kinds of services on YouTube through ads that advertisers are trying to promote. Therefore, this is one of those videos, insanely competitive audience from the point of view of the amount of people watching versus the amount of ad dollars. You see, the problem with things like League of Legends videos, there's very few ad dollars relative to the amount of viewers. There's tons of viewers and a modest amount of ad dollars. Meanwhile, there's lots of ad dollars on this topic, and then there's relatively small amounts of viewers. This is the top Facebook marketing video last I've seen, 100 and some thousand views. Meanwhile, this League of Legends one is just another League of Legends video with hundreds of thousands of views. There's tons of them. There's tons of them. You see, being at the top of something is likely to pay a whole lot better also than being just another one in a big pile. Therefore, the topic you choose is huge on YouTube. When you combine that with adding in each of these ad breaks, when you combine that with repeatedly doing tutorials on the same subject, when you combine that with making something timely, what helped this is that I made this in November 2016. I made a tutorial that I hoped would be good for all of 2017. I made a tutorial that helped people see it was more updated than all the other ones. And that helps it stand out from the competition. By comparison, this League of Legends video is way outdated now. But you can't tell that in the title right away. It was done in March 30, 2016. It's over a year and a half later. League of Legends is way different by now, but you can't tell that in the title. On this video, you will be able to tell it's outdated soon. And what I will do is make the best Facebook marketing tutorial ever for 2018, relatively soon. I've been doing tutorials now on Facebook for years. And what often happens is when you've been watching the same person for years, you will intentionally look for their tutorials in the search results. You will be much more likely to click on tutorials. Therefore, if you want to get the 10x ad revenue, you need to pick a subject that has a low amount of views and a high amount of ad dollars. These tend to be marketing subjects, advertising subjects, business, boring, technical subjects. And I say business boring because this is how I used to think of these, but this is what I find fun now. This is what's exciting now. And the key is to just follow your passion. I started making Facebook tutorials because I looked around and said the tutorials that are up on YouTube are terrible. I'm doing things that are way ahead of what these guys on YouTube are showing. And now the YouTube tutorials are awesome because when I started doing my Facebook tutorials, there were almost no good ones up. I showed the very cutting edge, the very best of what I was doing, and that brought the competition up. Other people were inspired then to show the very best of what they were doing, and now there's really good Facebook tutorials. Along with mine, there's other ones showing lots of things that are very effective. What I'll show you, though, is a big difference in this video versus a lot of my other ones. In a lot of my other videos, I've gotten more views and a lot less ad revenue.
Welcome to...
One thing I'll show you I do in this video is I'm not selling. I think I have my Patreon page up, but I don't make a point of selling a bunch in this video. So on some of my other videos, I've made a big point of selling all these courses. I've essentially used the video to try and make sales. On this one, I just gave away tons of free coupons. I showed exactly what I was doing, and that tends to get a lot better response out of users. So one of the things that will reduce the amount of ad revenue is doing things like trying to sell something in the middle or the beginning of a video. If you give away something generous also, like for example, you put in the beginning of the video, hey, I'll give you a free consulting call if you go to this page on my website. If you put up something that people really appreciate, here's free coupons to all my courses. That's what I did in this video. I gave out free coupons to all of my courses. If you just click on the link up there, you get free coupons
whatever
to all of my courses.
You can do it anywhere. You can
now that, to me, that is a crazy offer I made. And that helped me rank a whole lot better. You see, putting all of these things together allows for 10x ad revenue. Therefore, to summarize, after 20 minutes, to summarize, you want to insert ad breaks in bulk. But you also want to think about the topic you're going to do and the relative competition for the audience. If you have the ability to do gaming videos, but you also have the ability to do different types of tutorials, you might want to go for the ones that, like a Facebook marketing one, like a cryptocurrency tutorial, you might want to go for these ones that have more valuable audiences if you're looking to actually earn enough money like I do today to do YouTube full-time. I do YouTube full-time, and this helps me a lot with having a life that I love and enjoy. I get to do whatever I want all the time. It's like being a child, and that's why I'm so excited. I want to help you do the same things with it. I'll dissect this video a little bit more for you. So on this video, what I also did, I put a ton of I put a full-length description here, including pretty much a transcript for what I did in the video. I also have lots of related links in here, including some that are outdated. I also put lots of one-word tags to help this show up all over the place. I also put a very clear thumbnail. So if you've ever seen my videos before, you recognize my face. That makes it easy if you've seen my videos once to pick me out and watch this video again. It also makes it so that if you see more of my suggested videos after watching this, it's easier to get you to watch another one. Also, very simple. It has a Facebook logo and marketing 2017. It's not all fancy. Simple thumbnail, easy to make, easy to recognize, very effective at continuously getting a lot of views. So I took the time to put in lots of tags. I took the time to write out a long description. I took the time to think of a title that I would click on and that very concisely and effectively communicates it. Yes, I also hyped the title up, but that was my goal as well. My goal was to make this the very best Facebook marketing tutorial ever. I've watched some other Facebook marketing tutorials and I'm amazed at what garbage they are. They show things that stink, that don't work, that are useless, that waste time, that show services and products you don't need. In my video, I showed all stuff you can do for free. I showed things I was actually doing. And that's the key, is to show stuff that's really good, to really help someone out. I hope this video has really helped you out, because I've watched a lot of how-to YouTube stuff that's been crap, that's just been useless. Put up, do all these little cheap tricks and strategies. These are gold standard, best practices. These are things to do really well. They're not cheap little tricks that try and trick your audience into. This is giving a whole lot of value, communicating that value, and doing it repeatedly. Before I got this video to be one of, if not the top Facebook marketing tutorial, which has paid out a ton in ad revenue, guess what? What I also did was make Facebook tutorials for 3 years, at least three years before this. And that all those people who watched the earlier ones help work up to it. Now, to reward you for watching all the way to the end, I will show you what actually is working even better than YouTube today. This is working way better than YouTube. And it works in perfect as a symbiotic relationship with YouTube. So my entire YouTube channel earns about $2,000 a month, almost all on tutorial videos, and then a little bit on my new blog posts. If you'll notice, this is steamit.com/@JerryBanfield. If you'll do the math, I'm earning $200 or $300 a day making blog posts on Steamit, which, if you do that math, is $6,000 to $10,000 a month I'm making on Steamit. And I just started my Steamit blog in May 2017. It is October 2017. Now, I started my YouTube channel in 2011. Steamit.com is the blogging solution I've been looking for. The ideal scenario, this is what I'm doing now with most all these new videos, including this one. I make my videos first because, as you can tell, it's very easy for me to just stop talking that blah, blah, blah. It's very easy for me to just talk, talk, talk. It comes naturally. I've got 33 years or so of practice talking. It's much easier than writing, which by comparison, I have much less practice and time doing. Therefore, talking comes naturally. It's very easy for me to just pull my screen up. I actually know about this stuff, so I don't need to sit there and make a PowerPoint out and try and pretend like I know it. I know this stuff, so I can literally just pull the windows up and tell it to you off the top of my head like you're my mother watching over my shoulder and saying, well, what are you doing? How do you do this? And I could just literally sit here and show you and describe it. It's really ridiculously easy. I used Wirecast. I don't even have to. I'm not editing this. You should. I won't. I will not edit this at all. I will put this up. I mean, imagine you went through school. Did the teacher sit there? Oh, hold on. I need to edit this lecture I'm giving you in ninth grade science. No, that's not natural. All this editing and fake stuff is weird. It's fun to watch someone live tell stuff that they know straight from their heart without editing it and cutting out all the life of it. So I literally just talk, pull the screen up, show various things, takes like 5 or 10 minutes to prepare. And then guess what? I get a transcription of the video. I have a friend edit it and put it into a blog post. And now here we go. Look at this one. This was a video I just did. What's an initial coin offering? Look at this beautiful blog post. It's a beautiful blog post. I mean, look how long this thing is. And this has a good chance to rank in Google search. This is very shareable on Twitter, on Facebook. I already made a video. And then look, $159 in 13 hours. This works way better than using YouTube by itself. Because what happens with this, if you really want to 10x your income, this is a positive reinforcement loop. So let me show you what happens with this. Let's say someone does some Googling. You're Googling and you're looking around and you're trying to find something. And let's say you come across this post I just made. You're Googling about what's an initial coin offering. And you find this post I made. And then guess what? You find this post I made and then you realize, oh, this guy has videos as well. You get to the end of the post, you realize, wow, there's a video on here too. Then you go over to YouTube and start watching on YouTube. It works the opposite way as well, as you can see if you've watched this on YouTube. Oh, he makes videos and he's got a blog. You see, I actually don't watch other people's videos that often. I mostly still read blog posts. Blog posts are still the standard for communicating teaching online. Therefore, if you combine making videos with an outstanding blog that has built-in monetization, how am I getting this money? This is on Steamit. I've made a bunch of posts about this. The basic idea is this is a cryptocurrency, a digital currency similar to Bitcoin, except Steam will be number one. There's no reason to use Bitcoin, Ethereum, or any other currency as long as Steam is around. Steam is 10 times better. Instant transactions, 3 seconds every time, unless a block's missed by a witness, then it's 6 seconds. No fees. Yes, Bitcoin nasty fees can take 20, 30 plus minutes sometimes to confirm, splitting all over. Ethereum network has all these problems. They take a fee. Litecoin takes fees. Dash takes fees. And the transactions are not any faster than Ethereum or Litecoin. Guess what? Steam, 3-second transactions, no fees, easy account name, built-in monetization on a cryptocurrency. And even if you don't make any money at all, Steam has a way higher page rank than I will ever get on my own blog, allowing me to rank very high. Not only that, here's a good example, 182, 185 comments on this post. That's more than I get on most of my YouTube videos within the first 24 hours. The comments help it rank even higher. When you put all of this together, I'm grateful I make $10,000+ a month doing videos on whatever I want to do, mostly tutorials as much as I can, but you can see I do videos on all different things. And I started off from not knowing what I was doing. I started off doing almost everything you could do wrong, and guess what? I'm giving you the best of what I've learned in 6 years. You've got it in 30 minutes here, in 30 minutes. What I hope is, after this now 30-minute video, I've given you a clear formula to 10x your ad revenue, and then on top of that, to double again, if not triple or 10x again, the amount you're earning on YouTube by converting these videos to blog posts on Steemit. I hope I've given you fantastic value here, baby, because I know if I help you, you will help me. If I do something really helpful for you, I know you'll leave a like on the video. There's no question. If this video blows you away, inspires you, and shows you some amazing things, I'm certain you'll leave a like on it. I don't even need to ask. But hey, I'll ask anyway. Would you please leave a like on this video if you loved it? Because you'll feel good about leaving a like and giving something back. Wow. If you love this and want more, would you please subscribe? Because that makes it easier to see new videos on YouTube. And to remember, next time you see me in search results, oh, I did want to watch this again. I hope this has been useful for you. I show up every day and try and give you the very best help I can. I try and share the things that I've learned and I hope will be the very most helpful for you. This is what I came up with today on Sunday, October 8th, 2017. I love you. You are awesome. Thank you for watching all the way to the end, and I will see you. I will hope to see you again on YouTube or on Steam.